92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, we have Matt Coughlin, a former skipper at NAS Whiting Field. Then he was the deputy director at the airport. Then he was the assistant county administrator. And now he's back being the airport, now full director. Matt, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, so we're hearing all the news reports about 5G interfering with the airplanes, and now we've got, I guess, a kind of a temporary stay on some of the implementation of these towers being turned on by AT&T and Verizon within close proximity to airports as a way of averting what are perceived as being the big troubles with regards to airplanes. And I thought, let's just get some clarity on this, and will it affect us here in Pensacola? So first step, can you just please explain to people what radar-based altimeters are, how they work, and why even potentially 5G might be an issue for those?
Sure. So 5G and radar altimeters that are on aircraft, there's a potential, because of the frequency spectrums they use, there's a potential of some crossover impacts from 5G to radar altimeters on aircraft. So what happens is the frequency spectrums are real close, and say you have a 5G being used with a lot of power, the concern is that may bleed over and impact a certain instrument on some aircraft. That instrument is the radar altimeter. So what is a radar altimeter? A radar altimeter is nothing more than an instrument on the aircraft that measures the distance between the ground, the actual ground at any given instant, and the bottom of the aircraft. So it tells you your height above ground. Whereas one other altimeter instrument they use on an aircraft is a barometric, which really references everything to sea level. So when you get into real close to airports where the ground is level, and you're shooting an approach in bad weather, a radar altimeter is used in some cases on some of these very high precision instrument approaches that some of the airlines use.
And so it's
in our particular.
Go ahead, Matt. Yeah, go ahead.
So in our particular case, the main concern with the 5G and the radar altimeter is that when coming in bad weather, you're shooting an approach and it's very foggy or whatever the weather may be, you're coming in and you use a certain category of electronic approach. There's three categories for the instrument landing system. There's categories 1, 2, 3. So 2 and 3 are very high precision. Those are the ones that use radar altimeter on these aircraft. We do not have those two approaches here. We have what they call a Category 1 instrument landing system, and it is not dependent on the radar altimeter. The radar altimeter obviously being the concern with the 5G.
Okay, so the radar altimeter isn't even a system that's in use at the Pensacola Airport. I assume this is a system that's, you know, the ground-based components of this are maybe expensive, and it's only in use at major airports, and those are the ones where there's the biggest concern. Do I have that roughly right?
Well, the radar altimeter is an independent system on the aircraft. It's just like it tells you your height and at any
right.
given point, not necessarily tied into the ground equipment. It's the ground equipment that you're using to shoot the approach that requires the radar altimeter in the aircraft to also be used by the aircrew. So, not to complicate it, but in our particular case, the really high precision approaches here are Category 2 and 3. Do not require the use of a radar altimeter in the aircraft.
Okay, so, I mean, the plane still has the box, so to speak, the radar altimeter.
Sure.
And potentially a 5G tower in close proximity to the airport here would affect that, but they're not using that system when they're approaching Pensacola International Airport.
Right. It's not part of what we call published approaches to Pensacola.
Okay. So, that kind of explains it. But this is in bad weather. This is when you're using, like you said, high precision. You're using instruments instead of using visual. And so you're dependent on that a little bit more, which all of that makes perfect sense. The key thing being that here it's not an issue. But if there were any kind of incompatibility, it could affect approaches at other larger airports that do use that kind of a precision landing system. And obviously those flights connect with our flights, and those flights affect the sort of the supply chain of planes. And so it would affect us indirectly, even though we don't particularly use that system. Is that roughly right?
Correct. And as of yesterday, it appears that between the telecom companies and the FAA, they've agreed to not turn on their equipment around, I think it's 40 to 50 airports around the country, not Pensacola not being one of them.
Okay. And again, this is not based on the known fact that there is a problem with 5G and the radar altimeter, but the sort of theoretical possibility and uncertainty about whether there's been adequate testing of that problem to make sure that it doesn't occur, right?
Right, and that's a great point, because I think early on, you know, a couple of years ago as this was coming out, one thing, you know, FCC, the FAA, you know, the industry, we failed to define the problem early on, and here we find ourselves as we're deploying this technology kind of in a tough area.
Yeah, and I mean, as you pointed out, and I've seen this reported elsewhere as well, that, you know, the airlines are blaming the FAA, the FAA is blaming the FCC, the FCC is blaming, you know, there's enough blame to go around, but basically these big government agencies and private industry did not cooperate enough to make sure that this problem was averted and fully known about. So, okay, that's good news. I mean, it's, you know, it's annoying for people who were thinking 5G was going to go active today in these big areas, but thank you for explaining that. That really helps to clarify.
We're still learning more about it also, you know, because, you know, the radar altimeter does play into other systems, but the main concern is the low visibility approaches.
Perfect. We're talking to Matt Coughlin. He's the Pensacola Airport Director. If I'm not mistaken, Matt, the surface lot that's out on 12th Avenue across from Pensacola State College, I see pavement out there. Is that almost done? How's it coming?
Yeah, we're expecting that to be done probably in the next couple months. But what it'll do is help us with additional surface parking. It'll give us basically a 10% increase in capacity. And what we saw this last year with the numbers, we were filling up the lots, in particular Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we need that capacity. We'll have it. And if it's anything like this previous year during the holidays, we may be filling that up too.
Wow. Well, so I guess, you know, the hope is to not have to use the grassy knoll, you know, which
exactly
the grassy knoll that fills up with cars. And then I think there's one car left there, and you've got a very mean sign up that says, you know, you're not supposed to park here anymore. It's kind of funny, but that'll be the goal. But you guys had a bumper year last year, right?
We sure did. So we had four rather bad months due to COVID, you know, up through about April. But for the calendar year, we based everything off 2019 because that was a record, the last record year for Pensacola International. So that year we had about 2.2 million total passengers, and numbers just came in for this last calendar year, and we hit 2.3 million. So that's the most passengers this airport's ever seen.
Outstanding.
So, We've really turned it around. You know, it's not the same case everywhere around the country. A lot of airports are still suffering, but here on the Gulf Coast, and it's not unique to us, Panama City's doing rather well. Here on the Gulf Coast, they're doing real well. So we're also benefiting from that.
Very good. Hey, and not to go back, but I just want to make sure, you know, people who might be tuning in late catch the summary. On the 5G, the towers are going to be active in Pensacola because Pensacola is not affected by it the way the larger airports might be affected by it. And our planes that land here don't depend upon that system for making their precision landings. Is that all basically correct?
That's all correct. As for the actual turning the switch on for the telecom companies, I can't answer that.
Oh, sure,
but,
sure, of course.
Yeah, but it appears that that's going to happen, and I think that's a good summary.
Very good. Matt Coughlin, he is the airport director. Matt, as always, thanks for the time, thanks for your knowledge, and I appreciate you joining us this morning. And thanks for running our great airport. We appreciate that as well.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Good talking with you.